Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners.
Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2019.
And I'm here with some very special guests. We have two first graders and two fourth graders that were buddied together for a super awesome space research project. And they just happen to know each other quite well because they are siblings. And today we're gonna talk about this incredible project that they both worked on together. We're gonna get their perspective and share a little bit more with our audience about the whole thing. So, fourth graders, how did you feel when you heard you were going to be working with the first graders?
I felt like when I heard that I was gonna work with my sister, I would have an opportunity to like spend some time with her like through the day, like an hour or so, and just like work with her like it's a normal school and just feel comfortable with her.
In school, work together instead of at home, right?
Yeah.
I was excited about it because I don't really have to introduce myself. And it's not all that nerve-wracking meeting someone new.
Some of your friends had to meet new people, though, right? So if we didn't have a sibling, then we were buddied up with somebody new and we had to introduce ourselves and shake their hands and kind of get to know them, right? But you guys sounded like you were pretty excited to work with your younger siblings.
Yeah.
Let's see if they felt the same way. First graders, how did you feel when you heard you were going to be working with the fourth graders?
I felt really happy because we got to work with the old fourth graders, and then I heard that I'm gonna work with my siblings, so I got really excited.
When I found out we were working with the fourth graders, I got really excited, and she said Miss Beckwith, and then she said we were. And she said I was working with me, I got really excited to work with her.
Well, I'm sure all of your parents would be really glad to hear that both of you are excited. All of us are excited to work with our siblings. So now that we've kind of established we're going to collaborate and we're going to work together, let's walk through the project and the process. So the first grade NGSS standards deal with space. So the students had to choose from three different space items. What did you choose?
I chose the sun. I chose the stars.
And some students chose the moon. So they got to choose the topic of their project. And we buddied up the classrooms and the students. As you obviously know, we buddied up most of our siblings together. And then from there, we started day one of our project, which kind of included what?
It included watching a YouTube video, writing facts down, and then like putting it kind of in a script so they could write a script.
Was any of the research and the facts you found from the video like a little bit hard for first grade brains?
Yes.
So what did you do?
So we had to write in first grade words.
For example, if it was said something like 1 million or something like that, you might say really, really long or really, really big so that it was more understandable for them, right? So you watched a YouTube video together, right? And you recorded the facts, and then you did, what was your second source?
Oh, we searched on a website too.
And could the first graders read that website?
No, we had to read it for them.
Oh, so you were the teacher and you read the website to the first grader, and then together you guys came up with facts together.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the last step of the first day, research day, was finding images, right? What did you have to do with that?
We had to look up images and find like ones that were like most interesting. And
they were labeled for use, right?
Yeah.
Always. And then you saved them to your
drive,
because we were going to use those later. So perfect. So after the research was done, what did the first graders do in their classroom?
We wrote a paragraph.
Oh, so you put the research, the facts, the bullet points into full sentences and you wrote your own paragraph?
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty cool. And then after you wrote the paragraphs, what did you do next? Did you go into a room with a green screen?
Yeah.
And did you get to dress up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to check out the pictures and the link in the description of the podcast because the first graders did such a good job dressing up to look like they were in outer space, and we filmed them reading in front of the green screen. We projected their paragraphs and they read and they did such a great job. We actually had another teacher walk in the room and say, "Oh, is this second grade?" But actually, it wasn't second grade at all. It was our first graders. That's how impressive their writing and their speaking was. We hit lots of NGSS standards, lots of CCSS standards, and speaking and listening standards. So this was awesome. And then we had day two of our collaboration and our video editing, which looked like...
So they filmed their, the first graders filmed the re-videos, and then we kind of came in to help them like set up and add all like the special effects kind of, like the text and stuff like that.
And you guys did the actual green screen editing, right?
Yeah.
So then you used the little dropper and you removed the background, and all of a sudden the first grader was in the middle of the sun talking about it like they were reporting live from there, right? And you took them through the whole publishing process. Fourth graders, do you think that the first graders could have done this on their own?
No.
First graders, do you think you could have done this on your own?
Totally not.
Totally not, right? So it was really, really great to have the fourth graders to help you. Otherwise, you couldn't have really done this project. What did you like about this project?
What I liked about this project is that I had an opportunity to work with my sister and let her be in higher grades and learn more.
I liked how I got to work with my sibling, and like it's good practice for the fourth graders too.
Absolutely. So the fourth graders get direction sheets, and I'll link one in the description too. And they are tasked with following those directions. They have to be independent. They check off the directions as they go. There's screenshots there to help them as they go. But we do a lot of collaboration tech buddies in fifth grade with fifth grade and kindergarten. And this was kind of a way for our fourth graders to get a little taste and a little feel of what's coming up for them as leaders and as mentors for the younger kids. Mm-hmm. And the younger kids have opportunities to socialize with the older kids as well. What else did you guys like about it?
I liked that I got to do it on WeVideo, and I got to pick whatever stars that I wanted, and I was really excited when I got to work with my sibling.
Yeah, so lots of choice and the collaboration aspect. Cool.
I liked working with my sister and putting all the special effects on the WeVideo.
Super cool. Do you guys think that other teachers should do activities like this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because why? It's really fun, and it's better learning for the first graders and more learning for us too.
Oh, so better learning for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Is this something you're going to remember?
Of course.
Yes.
Like for a long time as one of like your favorite projects?
I'll look at my sister and remember her when she's like at my age, and if she does this when she's in fourth grade, and I'll remember when I did it.
Yeah. No, that's pretty neat. Why do you think it's something that you're going to remember? Like, if teachers want to make projects that kids are going to remember, what should they include?
Because sometimes you don't really, sometimes you could be busy, and since we're in grade, different grade levels, we have different things going on. So sometimes we don't really get to see each other that much, like if we also have after school activities. So it's just like a time to spend with each other, like when you're learning too.
So to collaborate with other students in a learning environment would be something that really makes it stand out. Did you like the combination of researching and writing and filming and publishing a video?
Yeah.
That was a lot of steps, but that was something that kind of all came together really cool. Does anyone have anything else they want to share? Any last thoughts about this space collaboration project?
I just think it was really fun and it was a good experience.
I think it was just really fun, and I'm really happy that I get to work with my sister in school.
And it's also like a one-in-a-lifetime thing, so we don't get to do it that much.
I hope we're going to do something like this again, too.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks for listening to The Roar.
Bye.
We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.